Amber cooked snow peas. One of the most versatile vegetables is in season at just about any time of year and can be used both in hot and cold side dishes and main courses. You can make almost any time of the year snow pea season. In this article, we will offer instructions on roasting peas using a hot smoking method, which brings out a great wood-fired flavor. We know you'll enjoy this approach. For the ingredients, you'll need at least 1 pound of peas. I like sugar snap peas, almond oil, sea salt and fresh pepper, a charcoal smoker, any size will do, a disposable foil pan or vegetable basket that is high heat tolerant, 3 pounds of lump hardwood charcoal, 1 cup of Smokinlicious Grande Sapore wood chips. I like to use wild cherry chips. We'll be using a stoke drum charcoal grill for this series. As the stoke has its own charcoal basket, there's no need to prepare any additional lump hardwood charcoal. We're using a direct method of cooking. Place the charcoal in the unit's charcoal basket, leaving the grate insert off for now. Once the coals turn gray, lift the charcoal basket and allow the coals to advance into the cooking drum. Then add Smokinlicious Grande Sapore, wood chips, and wild cherry to the coals. It's about a half a cup sprinkled over the coals. Leave the grate insert off and use a sturdy fire-resistant vegetable pan to go right over the top of the insert area. While the coals have been firing, start preparation on the peas. We recommend using sugar snap peas for this recipe. There is very little preparation that has to be done. First, remove all the string membrane that is attached to one side of the snap pea. If any stems are left on, remove those as well. Then wash the peas in a colander and allow them to drip dry, shaking the colander occasionally to rid any excess water. If needed, pat dry the peas to ensure they are ready for the fire. Then sprinkle on some almond oil, sea salt, and fresh pepper to the peas. Now we're ready to wood fire. When the coals are hot and the wood chips are smoking, the peas are ready to be kissed by fire. Place the vegetable pan on the center of the grill and leave the grill cover off. When cooking with wood, know that some temperature fluctuation can occur due to the natural variation in combustion, so don't leave the peas unattended. Once you see the peas start to char, give them a toss with a spoon to ensure an even char cook. Usually, you will see char begin about 4 to 5 minutes into the cooking cycle. Once that occurs, you'll be looking at another couple of minutes before the peas will be ready to come off the grill. Be sure you monitor that you don't go too far with the smoking process. If the peas begin to shrivel and wrinkle, you went too far. You can remove them and place in an ice bath or run under cold water to stop any additional cooking from taking place. It's so hard to explain the aroma that comes from the grill when you wood fire vegetables. Keep in mind that even when the vegetables are chilled, they will retain their char flavor. Here are some tips to finish these beautiful smoked sugar snow peas. Add some crumbled feta cheese and serve, or a splash of lemon juice and dill, or even a dollop of ricotta cheese that's been whipped with a bit of cream. Bone Barbecue from Dr. Smoke and the Culinary Team.